Hey, friends.
How's it going?
So today and for the next couple of blogs, we are going to be talking about our marriage.
Yeah, and how amazing it is.
Oh, cute, hon.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Hey, friends. We are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think. And follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job, hon.
Thanks.
So, do you remember a while ago we posted on Instagram, we were redoing the about page on our website, and we were like, it's one of the hardest things to do, I feel like, being a business owner, is the about page of your website.
No one likes to write about themselves.
Yeah, and it's just like hard coming up with stuff to write, and like, you don't want it to be too generic, but you also like want it to be relatable. It's just hard. So we posted on our Instagram page and just like asked people like, hey, when you think about us, what do you think about?
Mm-hmm.
And we were literally hoping for things like your dog and Michael likes soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And people wrote the nicest responses.
Well, I think Laura was actually crying when she was
reading them. I was 100% crying when I was reading them. They were so sweet, and it was just so – it was like such like a uplifting thing that we were just really not expecting.
Right.
But one of the most common responses from that
was it avocados? We did get some people that wrote avocados.
Avocados is definitely something we love. Mm-hmm. But no, one of the most common responses was about our marriage. Mm-hmm. And that people like look at us as having like this perfect marriage, which
we don't,
is sweet, I guess.
Yeah.
Or also maybe like terrible. Like maybe we're not sharing enough. But just to clarify, we do not have a perfect marriage.
Correct.
None of this is speaking from a point of we are experts about this.
Uh-huh.
But we have a damn good one.
We do. We do have a very good one.
So it's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
Just
crushing it.
Anyways, so we just thought that we would share some things. But starting off with the fact that no marriage is perfect. And there are absolutely things that we struggle with. And I feel like we try to show that on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we're having an argument, sometimes we'll like video each other and be like, who do you agree? I mean,
that's
obviously.
Right. And most of the time I lose, which I'm kind of upset about, but that's fine. I'll tilt the camera down.
That was the most recent one. But I mean, you know, wanting to be like transparent of like, yeah, we argue, like we're normal.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things. Anyways, we'll just go ahead and get started. So I just wanted to like ask each other a couple of questions, answer some questions that we got off of Instagram, and just kind of go from there.
Yeah.
Today.
Let's do it.
Okay, cool. So what do you think makes our marriage so successful? What do you think that people look at and they're like, wow, they have a perfect marriage? Like what is that?
I think first of all, it's hard to define it as a thing specifically.
Oh, interesting.
I think it's a lot of maybe a mindset or like a respect for each other that I think, I don't know, that turns like what might be like a heated argument into something that's a little less.
I totally agree. I think both of our personalities, we are people that, one, we both, which is probably a fault of ours, is like we err to please other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that like combats a lot of arguments, mm-hmm. or like stops a lot of arguments. But also I think that we can both see other people's perspectives.
Yeah.
And
I think we also both know like our own flaws and each other's flaws at this point. So we know that when like there's a discussion and I'm not being one of my weaker points is, mm-hmm. that I'm not a great communicator sometimes, especially in an argument or discussion. So I think, you know, Laura would realize that and know that I'm trying to describe what I'm trying, or, you know, trying to figure out what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And understand that that's not me, like, not responding, more that it's me trying to figure out what I'm.
Yeah. No, I think definitely after 8 years of marriage, we've, like, learned what we are each strong at and, mm-hmm. what we are each weak at, and just try to give each other grace in those areas where we're weak.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously we're not perfect at that, but Yes, like Michael knows that I'm like super stubborn about things and can be annoying. And like I know that sometimes it takes him a while to like communicate what he's thinking. So like we both try to like give a little leeway when those things areas. Happen and like talk it out. And I would have said that that was our strong suit is that mm-hmm. we just like talk so much.
We do. Especially during this pandemic, that like, Niles can't talk yet. You know, I mean, there's no one else to talk to.
It's literally just us at home staring at each other. No, I mean, like, I just remember when we went to like marriage counseling, like premarital counseling, every single time. It was like a month long.
I think it was I can't remember. It was like four. I think it was four or six sessions.
Anyways, every single time that we went in, she would say, Rhonda, who married us and did our premarital counseling, Rhonda would say to us like, okay, so what I want you to do for homework today is talk about this question, this question, this question, this question. And Michael and I would both look at her and be like, do you want us to just answer that now? Yeah. Like we already know those where we each sit on that. Like we've talked it through numerous times, you know, like, and I think that, and that happened literally every time we sat down with her, was like, okay, well, I want you to like bring up like this random possibility that will probably never happen in your life, but like discuss this. And we're like, we've already talked about that. That's like numerous, you know,
we swear we weren't cheating, Rhonda, if you're listening.
But I think that that is one of our strong suits is we both take time to like sit down and ask each other like, so how are things going? And like, what do you think we need to be doing better at? Mm-hmm. And what are we doing well at? And just like, basically like self-counsel through our marriage.
Well, yeah. And I think especially at the beginning, you know, there's a lot of things that I feel like people don't think to talk about.
Yeah.
Or even, not even like, it's not big things necessarily, but it could be big to you. Like, mm-hmm. so it could be something that you're very passionate about and you just don't think. You just think that someone else, the person you're dating
might
be.
Right, like it's obvious to you.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not. And, you know, so.
Yeah. I mean, later we'll talk about some things that people brought up to us on Instagram when mm-hmm. we asked, like, what do you want us to talk about marriage related? But one thing that I would recommend is premarital counseling. Like I even sitting with Rhonda and like talking about things that we had already talked about, like it's nice. It's just good to like get it on the table, feel like we have talked about the important things mm-hmm. and whatever.
Yeah.
So I think that was good.
Yeah.
Okay. Cute. All right. My next one is that, what was I going to say? Oh yeah. Is if you were speaking with a newlywed and they were asking you for some like marital advice, mm-hmm. what would you say?
I don't necessarily think that it might pertain as much to our own marriage,
okay.
but I think, you know, giving each other as much or as little space mm-hmm. is, you know, something that we're kind of working on now, especially during the pandemic when we've both been home a bit more.
Yeah.
We've kind of created a schedule where, hey, during this part of the day, I'm doing my own thing, whether it's working out, whether it's whatever.
Yeah.
And then during the day, you're another section of the day, you're doing that. And it's just separate from each other. And
right.
we can get things done that we want to get done. And
I definitely think like having things that are your own mm-hmm. is good. Like you're definitely like molding and sharing a life, but you can still have things that's like just for you.
Right.
And just for you.
Right.
I think that that's true. And I think it has... starting to work at home and being in the middle of a pandemic has been really hard with that
mm-hmm.
is that like I used to go to work and then we'd come home and we'd talk about our day and we'd share things that happened and it was like a conversation builder, but now we're just around each other.
Our office is like it used to be, it's an old sunroom, so it's like maybe a 4x8 foot room.
It's very little.
And we both have our desks in there, and that's where we try to do work. We try to separate that from the rest of the house so that we know that's our work. So we realized that after being right next to each other for so long that, you know, during the pandemic.
But I think that one thing that we did in the beginning of our marriage that was really nice, we kind of did together and separate, was we read books.
Yeah.
And so we would read books together, and we would read books separately and then come and like talk to each other about it.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed doing that.
Yeah.
That we should start doing that again.
Yeah. And that was one of the questions that people had on Instagram, was one of the, what books do you recommend to talk through?
Well, I mean, we did read like relationship marriage books, but we also read just like
separate books,
other life books.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to like have something together and separate that we can like come back together and talk about.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, that makes sense.
Okay. I had two things that I wanted to say. Let's see if I can remember that. okay. So the first one is, we've been to a lot of weddings and we've heard like a lot of toasts and we've heard a lot of people like give marriage advice to people. Mm-hmm. And one thing that people say all of the time,
I know what you're going to say.
I just want to say is a terrible piece of advice.
That's right. It's like, wait, this should be one of those TikToks about like an unpopular opinion, right?
I'll make one. it's like, I mean, I get where people are coming from, mm-hmm. but it just, every single time I hear it, I'm like, no, is don't fall asleep angry.
Yeah. Don't go to bed angry.
My advice is if you're angry, go to sleep. That's my piece of advice.
Yes.
If you're angry, go to sleep. Like, who wants to argue with me late at night when I'm tired?
Oh, I'll tell you right now, I definitely don't.
If there is one time you just should not mess with me, it's when I'm really sleepy.
Yeah.
And I just think that that's probably true for the majority of people.
Well, I mean, like, it makes sense though, right? You had a long day or you're stressed out by something and, you know, something hits a nerve.
Yeah.
And you know, you're not going to be in your clearest mindset or think about what the other person might be, you know, their approach to it when you're tired.
Like, take a break. Like, hey, I love you. I'm mad at you. We will talk about this in the morning.
Yeah. Done.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Let's not.
That's like the respect part that I was talking about earlier.
You're right.
You know?
It don't argue when you're tired. It just is a
go to bed angry. Recipe that's the tip. Go to bed angry.
People are going to listen to this
and apologize.
Think I am so crazy, but it's so true. I feel like when we are in an argument, our best course of action with each other, even if it's during the day, is to just say like, okay, I need to take a second and think about why I'm angry, like where this is coming from, what I need to tell you and how I'm feeling, like whatever. Mm. And then we'll come back and talk about this in a minute.
Yeah.
And I just think that that is especially true late at night.
Yeah.
Go to bed angry.
Yes.
Just do it. Just give
yourself
time.
We're going to make stickers or something.
I'm going to make a t-shirt. That's right. And I'm going to sell it.
Next,
you can have it.
Next wedding that someone asks, I'm just going to take the mic from you.
No.
Go to bed angry.
Don't wait to solve your problem. It's going to get worse and you're going to be up until 3 a.m.
Right.
And you're going to say more things you don't mean.
Right.
And it'll be terrible.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. I just wanted to say that's go to bed angry. Terrible piece of advice.
It's a great piece of advice.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then I think like going along with that, I think it's really important to voice when little things bother you.
Mm-hmm.
So like.
You mean like just now?
Michael does this thing where he plays with his eye and when he's
my
thinking.
My lid when I'm thinking.
And it drives
me. I need to do something.
Absolutely insane. I just like pulled his hand away from his face. Anyways, I just think that when things build up, it's so much worse.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if it's like something that is like small or like seemingly insignificant, I'll say like, hey, it bothers me when you do this and I just like appreciate, you know, like just making sure that it's not something that like builds and right. So I'm not one of those girls that's like, I'm fine. It's fine. Everything, it's fine. You know, I don't, do you agree?
Yeah.
He was looking at me. I was like, oh, is that a, you don't agree? I say like, hey, you know, it really was not cool that you said that you were going to be home at noon and you stayed out until like 6 p.m. with your buddies. Like if you are going to be home, like you need to send me a text or call me. I would appreciate you like being more considerate of my time. Like I'll say it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's really important. I think that that helps us because he knows like the next time that that happens, like it's going to really bug her if this happens and he'll shoot me a text and it like won't be a big deal. Instead of like, now it's happened three times and I'm losing my mind and I'm going to yell at him. Instead, just being able to like have conversations about things, I think is super helpful.
Yeah. I think that's a good one.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
And it goes both ways too. That, you know, yeah. Obviously it goes both ways.
Obviously there's things that I hate about Mara. Okay. Anyway,
she's on the phone and you ask her a question and you don't hear a response for 5 minutes. So you got to ask the question again.
I get so distracted by screens,
it's
y'all.
It's unbelievable. I could tell her like an essay or something. Yeah. And
I think my auditory like responses just like fades it's probably away entirely.
Teaching because you're like, there's so much noise I need to drown out. I need to focus on this kid while all these other kids are making noise.
I can just block it out.
That's right. It's a talent.
It's or a problem. Anyways, okay, so we did post on Instagram and people were asking us a few things. So we were going to try and answer questions about what people asked about.
Yeah.
Anyways, so one of them was how to not fight, which I feel like we kind of.
We did. Yeah. It's about, you know, like talking about the incident or, you know, the issue prior to it becoming something where it's like, now we're in a fight. This is a fight.
Right.
You
know? This is a fight. Wait, what's that from?
We are fighting.
Yeah. Think about it. We'll get back.
Okay.
We reference things a lot. I think that it's important to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Just have a lot of small fights instead of a few big fights.
Right. And it not necessarily I think what happens, especially for us now, is that it translates more into of a discussion rather than a fight. Right. Because we're more, you know, we've been talking about something that might be bothering us, you know. Mm-hmm. So you've mentioned, hey, this bothers me when you do it. So it's not like as impactful as it was.
Michael and I have something called the planner that we mail out to all of our brides and grooms. Mm-hmm. And in the back of it, there's a little section about like marriage. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we write is it's not that we don't fight. It's that when we fight, we still are respectful of each other.
Yeah.
And I think that that's one thing that people need to keep in mind. It's like, it's okay to fight. It's healthy to disagree.
Yeah.
It's healthy to bring things up and to hash it out. It's just to still be respectful when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Amy and Jordan put out, they have a podcast and they did one about like how to fight. And I thought it was really good. So I'll try and link that if I can find it. But one thing was that I liked was that they decided before they got married, they never bring up the D word. They'll never say divorce. And I'm sure we've never said that.
Yeah.
We didn't ever like explicitly talk about that, but like, it's not something that is even on the radar. It's not something that should be loomed over or whatever, you know? And I just think that escalating things by saying things that you know might trigger the other person. Again, it happens when you're tired.
Yeah.
So don't do that. but I think that, yes, fight, just be respectful when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got a lot of questions about like, are there books that you would recommend or questionnaires to do and that kind of thing.
Yeah. And this is a common one, but I think the Love Languages book is important to read.
Really?
Yeah.
Michael hated when I made him read this book.
I did. Or at least, if anything, if you're like, hey, I don't like reading, you got to at least take the test because I think it does put a lot of perspective in, you know, your spouse or your future spouse and how they respond. It's all about like how you like to receive love. There's like five different categories, I believe. How you like to receive love is not necessarily how your spouse would like to receive love.
Right.
So about figuring out the ways that you can show love towards your spouse.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. The book was very repetitive, but I am glad that I made him read it. We read it together. And then, yes, I think doing the quiz and then like re-bringing that up every so often, maybe like on your anniversary, you do it and you talk to each other about it. Like, hey, how have I been doing with your love language? That there's like acts of service, physical touch, gift, receiving gifts, words of affirmation, something else. But
it's not either of ours.
But knowing that, like, you know, I feel love when people with acts of service. Like, mm-hmm. if someone does something nice for me, that's huge for me. But Michael, so like I could go and I could try and like do things that are nice for Michael. I could like make him dinner mm-hmm. and clean Which up I love. And do Which whatever. I love. And like, he might appreciate that, but the way that he really feels love is like words of affirmation. So like, if I say like, wow, Michael, like you did that so amazingly. And I'm just like so impressed with how manly you are. I don't know.
Thank you.
That is what he's going to respond best to. So I do think that it's a great book. It is one of like the most popular ones that I feel like people talk about, but for good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we also did, we did a husband and wife Bible study, and we went through a book, and I thought that one was really helpful. Mm-hmm. It was Gary Thomas, Sacred Marriage. And I just think if you are a believer, it is definitely one that I would go to. We just like go back to it a lot in that like, this is not about us. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a good like, what do you call it? Foothold?
Yeah. Cornerstone?
Yeah.
Yeah, base.
Base
yeah,
for our
good,
marriage.
A good foundation.
Foundation That's was the word I was looking for. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah. Do you have any others? Well, legitimately, before we got married, I would go onto Pinterest and write like the 20 questions you need to know before you get married. Mm-hmm. And I would just like rattle them off to Michael. And we just talked about so many different things. And I still do it. We have like a ton of like little question cards in our house. And people like gift us to those because they know that we like
What was that called? It's Hygge or something like that.
It's not pronounced like that. No. It's something totally different. But anyways, we have those and we'll pull them out every once in a while. They're good for like car rides.
Yeah, well, I think it just opens up discussion, right? Yes. I think it doesn't necessarily even have to be a book. I think that's what's great about those cards because mm-hmm. it's like something that could be a strong topic for you that you may not realize.
Yeah, I totally agree. Okay, well, there were a bunch of other questions, but we will answer those.
We're already
at
21 minutes, so we'll do a separate one on all the other questions.
We're going to come back and do some more marriage-related things. If you have something that you want us to talk about or hit on specifically, feel free to send us a message.
Let's do it.